Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back to DC Pirate Radio. We had a fun one today. Well, today I'm recording this, I don't know, two days later. We had a fun one on Saturday. Had a little bit of a chat. It was a quick one because we wanted to see the results of James's DNA test, and there were some discrepancies. Anyway, we wanted to check that out, but I also had to take my beautiful wife somewhere. So we pumped one out for an hour, and we'll see how that goes. You know, maybe you like only hearing us for an hour. It's better. So what did we talk about? We had a bit of a chat about, the DNA results and where James is from. So listen ahead to find out. And we had a bit of a chat about our Jammu, which is going surprisingly or non-surprisingly, it's going very well. We, actually had to go back to our commercial kitchen and make some more after the podcast, because 2 weeks seems to be how long we last before we run out of stock. So good problem to have. Anyway, without any further ado, listen to DC Pirate Radio 15. Let's say 15.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. Yeah. Straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeygiving, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Oh, Peter's aim. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
So basically what you're saying is you want me to change the way I act, but you're going to keep doing the same thing.
Basically, and also I asked you to do one thing. You've already forgotten it.
Oh, I hate with monkeys.
I forgot my line. God damn it.
I say hey with the monkeys and people say we monkey around.
Hey with the monkeys. No, I'm going to do the first part. I like that. Right, ready for it?
Yep, ready.
Hey, I'm a monkey.
And people say you monkey around.
I love getting the words wrong on purpose. It pisses people off.
Yeah, but you see how I just adapted and I changed it to people saying
we're flowing, mate.
Yeah.
We're in sync.
We're in sync.
That's why.
Oh, maybe that's where they got the name from.
Why?
In sync. Like they're in sync.
I thought they were docking.
And what's that got to do with the letters?
Well, they'd be in sync.
That'd be in skin.
I don't know. I don't really understand the concept.
Of docking or?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is starting in a dark place.
Well, I thought it was when, like, a boat comes into harbour.
Yeah, sure. That'll do.
But then I looked it up once as a young boy, and, like, there was a different explanation.
Yeah. Why'd you keep looking at the pictures, though?
I was confused because the boat looked funny. What does whitey mean?
Looked more like a submarine, a big pink submarine.
A yellow pink submarine.
Oh, we're all here in a yellow submarine.
So what's happening?
Whew, heaps.
Give it out.
I've run out of Jammu again. We're going to make more Jammu.
Yeah, this is becoming an issue. I think we're going to have to start. We're going to have to go to that distributor.
Oh.
Oh, distribution.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
We're close to the big boys, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Macking this, it's good. It's a good problem to have, because we don't have enough hours in the day to be making it enough to sell it.
Yeah.
Against all the negativity and jealousy, anger, jealousy, and aggression from Medulla Oblongata. That's particularly from people called Ryan or Lambos.
Yeah. Or Dizzy. But that's because he's a doctor and he wants everybody to bloody take his... He wants a big farm.
Dizzy just wants some love.
Yeah.
He's doing exactly what you're doing. He's going, I'm going to say something mean because I want some attention.
No, that's what Lambos is doing.
That's literally what I do. So, and you do it.
Nah.
It's...
No, I'm really like, mean.
Pokey, 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 love me. Translation.
What did I tell you? Soon as we start the podcast.
Yeah. Well, you don't really need to be a...
Rocket scientist.
I was going to say a super slayer.
What is that?
It's like an old wooden ship. A super slayer is kind of like a druid, but a bit cooler.
A what?
A druid.
And again?
A druid's like, you know, they say like pagan. like old. You should. Druids are like English mythology.
Oh, really? That sounds boring. I like Vikings.
It's like a male. It's like a male witch.
Ah, okay. That reminds me. I'll tell you what's going on.
A soothsayer.
Yeah.
Is like that, but a little bit more like predicting the future-y. And they generally, I think they might even be the Viking version. You know what? Might not be true, but they are.
Yeah, but talking of that has just reminded me of something, because you said what's going on, and what's going on is my ancestry DNA results are in, and yours aren't here.
So oh, well, I think we should set that up.
What do you mean?
We should set up for the people playing on at home, because we, Please explain.
Yeah, so.
And then I will jump in with my disdain.
Yeah. So about, it would have been a Christmas time.
It was a Christmas present, so that's...
Yeah,
so
far, I got given an Ancestry.com DNA test. We are not endorsed by Ancestry.com. Terms and conditions may apply. Yeah, got given it as a present from some friends of mine, and you basically, they send you out this cool box with like a little vial.
I love boxes.
With, yeah, like a little vial and bits and pieces in them. And you spit into the vial. That wasn't a very loud noise. You spit into the vial and send it off to wherever their labs are. Didn't really pay much attention. And they...
Illuminati Labs Incorporated.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm part of the system now. They test your DNA and tell you where it comes from. What got me hooked, some people might have seen the video on Facebook that was going around where they got all of these essentially racist people, but I think they're called patriotic when you're white, or no, black, I don't know, whichever way, saying like, oh, I'm, you know, my family's 18th generation English and we're the most English people ever, and rah, rah, and then like this black guy saying that they're, you know.
Just quietly, nothing to brag about there.
What, being 18th generation English, yeah. No, but they had this room of like 20
people. Yeah, so you're saying your ancestors never even been on a fucking holiday,
yeah. Too poor, what's wrong?
You've been to Wales at least.
Anyway, so yeah, they have all these really like proud people that are proud of their heritage and, you know, no one's as good as them because they're the pure race type thing. They do the ancestry test and they've all got like fucked up stuff in their DNA.
So. Oh! Is that the language you're using?
Yeah. No, the dude
that's... That's like, that might have been a tell us what you really think
moment. Nah, the dude that's like, oh, I'm the most English person alive is actually like Spanish, German, French, something else. Yeah, all of these people are just like blown away by it. To me, like watching it, I was like, well, duh, like, how? Well,
there's two things that happen when you get invaded. One of them shit gets set on fire.
One of them's raping and one of them's pillaging. Yeah.
So, you're gonna have a bit, you're gonna have a little bit of sup.
But anyway, so we did these tests. The idea was for, cause Matt did one as well, we sent them all off together and we were gonna open the results live on a podcast. Together and see where we came from, but my results have come back and Matt's have gone missing. I think they might have actually linked his DNA to some sort of a crime, so they...
Oh, see, so I assume that they've actually realised I am the descendant of Jesus. Because I watched a movie
no, once that was about out like that. Super criminal.
I wasn't really watching it. I was kind of like, I think I read the book, which is really bad that I don't understand the story. Something, blah, blah, yada, 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 Jesus had a daughter. And then somehow I am, yeah, I'm good.
You're Jesus's daughter.
I'm Jesus's daughter. Man. There we go. It's
official.
You're hearing it first.
You're hearing it first. Breaking news. But anyway, so yeah, Matt's has gone missing and I am impatient. So we're going to open mine today and see where I come from. And then,
we open yours and the title of today's podcast is James is a blank. Whatever's the most interesting one we decide that you are.
Okay. Alright.
Drum roll. We don't have any special effects, so I'm going to try.
You just talk for a minute because I've got to find the email and I don't know how long this is going to take.
Drum. Drum. Drum.
For starters, I've gone to the wrong place.
This isn't annoying at all. Drum. Drum. And our viewership's just gone down from 500 to 400. 300. 200.
100. And there we go.
And Mum, how are you?
Oh, that's good. Oh, my ancestry DNA results are in.
That's a good start.
Explore your DNA results.
So, synopsis, you spat in a vial.
Yep.
Put that inside a bag.
Yep.
The bag goes in a box.
Yep.
Box goes in another bag.
Yep.
Then you send that to some people.
Yep.
6 to 8 weeks later, that for the small, small cost of $150, they will tell you, from what I understand, not very narrow or specific information, but we'll see.
Okay. My,
wait, any predictions?
It's too late. I already looked.
I'm going to say you are going to have predominantly European and a little, you know what? I think you might be a Spaniard.
What do you mean predominantly European?
Like, because they normally narrow it down to the continents from what I understand. So
I just looked at it then and there's five, it's got five countries.
Five big boys.
Five areas.
Yeah. Alright, well let's do them one at a time. What's your number one?
My number one is Scandinavian. I'm a Viking.
Oh.
I'm 35% Scandinavian.
I thought I'd get that same, but since I don't have my test, it's really hard to know. Have you already looked at this though? Because you said Vikings, which is what triggered you to look at it. I feel like you've already peaked.
No, because I wanted to, because Trent sent me the thing saying he was an Irish Viking. Which reminds me.
But that's Celtic. Huh? That's a different place.
All I know is that I started talking about Vikings.
Mate, that's a different country.
What?
Ireland.
No, but his two.
And Scandinavia.
His two main ones, because he sent me a screenshot of it. So then
so he's a drunk.
Basically.
He's a drunk with a beard.
He doesn't even have a beard. He's got no hair on his head either.
Oh.
Anyway, so Scandinavia is 35%.
Yep. What's next?
Okay. Spoiler alert. Me. Me, who's got Made in Britain tattooed to his back.
French?
Has the least of it, like, of all of the things here, 1, 2, 3, 4, of all five that it's given me, Great Britain is actually the smallest percentage. I am
of the five, though.
I am more Spanish than I am English.
I called you Spanish because I thought you look like a bit of a Spaniard.
I reckon that would explain my,
you want to hear my, you want to hear my reasoning for why I thought you were Spanish?
Yeah.
Because you look a little bit like Russell Crowe in Gladiator. And in Gladiator, he plays a Spaniard.
I thought it was because my name was James Rodriguez.
No, I just make things up as I go along. And they're right.
35% Scandinavian.
Yep.
22% Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Oh, that's a... Let's narrow that down.
Well, it's not Great Britain.
Yeah, but that's not... Like, there's a big difference between Scottish, Wales and Ireland.
That's 18% Europe West... Wherever that is.
That's what I thought you were going to get before. I've seen a couple of pictures online. That's the one I was thinking.
Especially so like French, German.
Yeah. It's non-Eastern European. So you're like a short European.
And Spain and Portugal. So yeah.
Spain and Portugal.
Like.
I wake up in morning. I want to kill myself. That was the wrong accent.
No, that was also the wrong thing. Spain and Portugal. They don't hate each other.
They did back in the 1400s when they were the two biggest navies.
That's a lie. The English had the biggest navy.
Not in 1400.
Yeah, no, they did.
I'm explaining how history works.
Yeah.
Different things happen at different times.
Yeah.
I might admit that I pulled that 1400 out of my ass, but I can guarantee you that Spain and Portugal have both had boats at some point.
Yeah, they both had boats, but the English have always had like, that had the biggest navy forever. That was like their thing.
We need to, no, forever.
Until,
okay.
Until post-World War II.
James.
Until post-World War II.
Think about what you're saying. See, you're from England as well. Yeah.
Well, no, apparently I'm not. I'm a Viking. I went there on a boat.
Yeah, so you lived in England for some period of time. We can't really tell now because England's not here, a Viking. So you think that for all of history, from the moment the boats were created up until World War II, England had the best navy in the world.
No, in like the modern era.
No, there was a period of history where England had the world's greatest navy. There was a period where Portugal did, a period where Spain did.
Are you sure Portugal and Spain had the world's greatest navy?
There was points in history where they had like big navies.
No, the biggest.
Well, it's like, how long's a piece of string? Like, there was no one walking around in 1200 AD, like, measuring how many boats and shit. It's all a bit hearsay. But they're known as having, like, big... Basically, if you ever go to a country where they speak a language and they don't look like they're from that language, that country had lots of boats.
Right.
Go. Brazil, speak Portuguese. Mexico, speak Spanish. Australia, speak English. Whatever the fuck the Dutch speak. South Africa.
Don't they speak Dutch?
They speak English with a little bit of a South African accent, as I understand it. That just makes sense, mate. Because otherwise, why do they speak Portuguese in the Philippines?
What? Maybe, well, I tuned out because I started looking for...
Philippines is Spain.
I apologise to everyone because I tuned out while looking for actual factual information and now I've sort of lost the conversation.
Don't worry about looking up facts when I'm dropping the truth.
That's the problem. Anyway.
Portugal and Spain, though, soccer teams don't like each other either. Because Ronaldo looks a bit Spanish when he plays for Portugal.
Any soccer team?
Yeah, but they have a rivalry.
You
know, I reckon what the biggest rivalry is between Portugal and Spain? People just use them interchangeably. That would piss me right off.
Yeah.
They're two whole countries. People are Portugal, Spain, same thing. They don't even use the same language. Both use spices in their cooking, though.
Oh, dear. So where did we get to with that? What else did
You were supposed to be going through the five. Oh, you went through the five, yeah.
No, I'm discovering my DNA story.
So what are you going to...
I've got 104 fourth cousins or closer.
Swear.
None of them look that interesting. I'm not in any DNA circles.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means, don't know. Discover my DNA story. Let's see what this does. I'm just taking it back to the same spot. Oh, yeah, 18. Okay. Oh, see all 150 regions. It's got some low confidence regions.
You can just really say whatever you want with low confidence, can't you?
It's just like, okay, you've also got a bit of Cameroon, Congo, Africa North, Africa East. Europe, yeah. It's basically just put all of them.
Well, considering, I watched this documentary once, I believe, or I had a dream. I think it's called The Search for Scientific Adam.
Yeah.
And it's either the mother or the father side, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. One of your parents' sides, like, the genealogy stays with you forever. So, like, it gets passed down through every generation.
Yeah.
So, like, at some period in the last 20 million years, or how long we think humans have been around for.
Yeah.
You're from a different country. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah, this is like in the 1800s. 1800 to 1825, it looks like the UK and Wales. Then it's just, I don't really understand this app very well, to be honest.
Can you put the mic a little bit closer?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to read at the same time. 1925... Yeah, I don't really know what's going on here.
Yeah.
No, it's just telling me that my grandma was born. Yeah. My grandma was born in 1925.
I think they put the phone away.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's bits gone.
Yeah.
Everything's a bit.
Everything's a bit.
So what are you going to do with that information?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. How does that help your life?
Oh, it's cool to know.
I hope I get something.
Like?
Interesting.
Well, I know. Now I'm even more on board with getting Viking tattoos.
I've already got Viking tattoos, yeah. So I hope this test comes back.
I hope that you've got no Viking in you.
I find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
Well, I know the part of Italy, where my grandfather was from, and it's quite close to the border of where tall blonde people live. And I'm quite tall for a quarter Italian.
A quarter Italian? Jesus, clutching at straws.
Hey, if I was a quarter, African, you'd be like, he's African.
Would I though?
Well, I think it depends what country you're from about how quarter you can claim.
And how, well, but you don't look, you look sort of Italian-ish, I guess, in a roundabout sort of way.
Depends. I'm with you. It's just about, at what point do you reckon you have to go, well, come on, mate.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
What do you reckon?
What do I reckon about what? How cautious?
The conversation we were literally just having.
I don't know whether you'd bother. A quarter just seems like a waste of time to me. Like, if you're half-half, yeah, fair enough. If you're a quarter something, you're three-quarters something else. So I'd just be the three-quarters.
Well, I take the exact... Funnily enough, I've got the exact opposite opinion of you. I think you should just be, if you want to be proud of your heritage, you can be proud of your heritage. You don't see me going out and getting an Italian flag tattooed on my chest. Like, I'm not.
Have you got a Southern Cross tattoo?
No. That one. Yeah, let's not touch that one. but yeah, like, there's, like, within reason, I'm not going out and applying for Italian citizenship. Like, you know, I haven't got an Italian flag out in front of my house. Like, there's a certain point.
Would you like an Italian flag?
Well, I'm like, I obviously, it's where part of my family's from, I have some association with
it. Mother-in-law.
But yeah, I think there's levels with this stuff.
Yeah, I think people get too caught up in, like, it's okay to be proud of where you're from, but like, it's like where your family, like, it's, you're not from there, you're from here. You're Australian, that's where you're from. Australia.
You're not.
I'm not, but this is where I live, this is where I want to stay. I'm proud to be here. I like being here.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird. People, I don't know, yeah, I feel like people sort of get blinded by this, like, oh, like that video I was telling you about for the ad for the DNA test. Like, all these people that are like, oh, look at this thing. It's like, well,
yeah, everyone's a dickhead.
We're all people, man. Like, who really cares where you're from? Like, just try and be a good, regardless of where you are, just try and be a nice person. Just do, like, everyone trying to do that instead of trying to convince everyone that their country was better than everyone else's.
Well, I think the difference is recognizing it and letting it define you. Like, I don't go, because I'm quarter Italian, I've got a big dick. Like, am I like, hey, I've got a big dick because I'm Italian. It's just a coincidence.
That you don't have a
like,
big dick.
I don't get any special rights. I don't get any lower rights for it. I just happen to be a quarter Italian and I like that. The same as I've got Irish, I've got German. Well, we're going to find out, but allegedly I've got Irish, I've got German, I've got a bit of everything. Like, there's stuff and there's culture that I identify and I like. But I don't let it define me. Like, I'm Matt Estevez. Like, that's who I am. I'm a bit of everything, but... You know,
a little bit of everything all rolled into one.
I don't go out and go, you know what, if I go out and eat some gnocchi, which I do happen to love, but coincidence. If I go out and eat some gnocchi, and I'm like, I don't really like this, but I am a quarter Italian, so everyone, I love gnocchi. I was like, well, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot if you're doing stuff like that. You should just be yourself. You can be proud of where you're from. Or you're a fucking dickhead.
Okay.
But it's like that with everything. Everyone lets... Rant time. People let shit define them. Like, oh, I'm a vegan. I do CrossFit. I do BJJ. I am a liberal. I am a bloody conservative. What is that? A conservative. Like, people just, like, do this.
Tribes.
Yeah, they get these bloody, these bullshit. It's like, all right, I'm this, so this is how I think. So I want you to think for yourself, moron.
Mm.
Have a little bit of a think.
Have a little bit of a brain thought. Get a little bit of brain activity.
We got off on a tangent though.
Yeah.
Tangent physical media.
There's another book. The girls from Jammu gave me a book called Tribes.
No, that's a waste of time.
Why?
Because I'm not sure you can read.
Don't be stupid.
I've got another one in books.
I can write better than you.
You can write better than me?
Yeah, read.
I do all those things, mate.
I do all that stuff. I think I must have got hit in the head last night. I'm actually struggling with words.
I'm stuffed up.
Yeah, last night was worse. Like, I was like, dur, 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 dur.
I like to think it's because I'm tired from training. Because I feel like that a lot.
I feel like it's because I got hit in the head.
Did you get hit? You didn't get hit in the head though, we're wrestling. Hitting pads of wrestling.
I don't know, maybe I'm just tired. Don't know what it is.
You used to doing a football workout, you did a real workout, and your body couldn't handle it.
Fuck off.
What were you saying then? Tribe. They gave you a book.
Yeah, no, they gave me a book to read.
Before you were rudely interrupted.
Yeah, by you, as usual. Called Tribes, because we were talking about, who's the dude that was on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Jordan Peterson.
That wrote Tribe?
Not Jordan Peterson. Billy Bush.
Nah, I think it's...
Who cares? The author of Tribe.
The author of Tribe. And the girls were like, oh yeah, I've got that. And like, I don't know, now I think about it, I don't know why she gave me the book, because we were talking about how the author of it was on the podcast and I wanted to read the book, but she's now given me a different book.
Ah.
That's called The Tribes, or Tribes, but it's...
So like when you go to the chemist,
you know, like, yeah,
I need some Panadol, like, this is whole brand.
Yeah, would you like the non-genuine brand? It's the same chemical.
Is it? Is it really?
No, this is a different book entirely, but I might read it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to ask you, the next three podcasts, I know the answer.
I'm going to make a point of at least starting to read it.
Yeah.
It might be really good.
My eye is gone. I'm having a rough time.
It's watering a lot.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion. It's just not, I don't know what it is. I'm allergic, obviously allergic to something, my hay fever, my nose is all stuffed up, and my eye, it's like, it's wink crying. It's only one eye, it's crying, it's winking.
Why?
I don't like it though. It's crinking. But I probably sound very nasally.
Yeah, you do it. You sound sick. I don't know whether I want to be around you.
I think it's an allergic reaction to something.
Well, it's nothing to do with the way you sound. I just don't want to be around you.
Ooh.
Zing.
Zings for when it's funny. That was more of a, oh, he's a bit of an asshole.
Ah.
Yeah.
If anybody laughed,
you're an asshole.
You're also an asshole. Oh, dear.
So what else?
That's about it. Well,
we just had our video conference.
Yeah, I was about to say, very for those of you playing along at home, we just had a video conference with none other than Mr. Luke Howard, who has been on the podcast before and is our official Jammu taste tester, production manager / quality control supervisor. And he is going to do some work for us in Bali, making a video about a day in the life of, an MMA fighter, I guess. We're going to do a little bio on him, do a little promo video. He's got a fight coming up over here in Perth soon, so he'll be back over here for that, obviously. But yeah, we're going to do like should I move countries and become a professional MMA fighter article on the website. And then we're going to, make some videos on what it's like to be over there and what he's up to and all that sort of stuff. So that's going to be pretty interesting, I think. I've self-taught myself how to very badly edit some video. And when I asked Luke if he knew how to edit video, he said a little. So between the two of us.
I think he was being modest.
Okay, hopefully, because I really don't have that much of an idea how to do it. What are you doing over there? Why are you on your phone?
I write little notes, memory joggers, for the podcast for when you go quiet.
Right.
So which you haven't done yet. I'm not picking on you.
Okay. That's what? Are you? You must be unwell.
At this moment.
Give me a minute. You're a dickhead.
Oh, this doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
None of my, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
Do you want me to just read
my
notes?
Sure.
Well, how about we read them? We're going to be doing one. There's only four.
Okay.
We'll do one at a time.
All of us.
And we'll try and work out together what I was thinking.
Okay.
I think a couple of them are already starting to come to me. Number one, I've just wrote, test booster steroids.
Right. So you're wondering whether test boosters are just steroids?
No, they are. Because I was thinking back that, like, I remember when I was working out, I used to buy these, like, test boosters. Like, you know, the ones you just get from the markets. I used to get them from this website. And, like, I got them. And I just remember they used to have, like, Polish writing on them. And I just remember they worked really well. I'm like, oh, I'll get these again. And then I was thinking about it the other day because, you know, follow MMA, like, how many different fighters are getting busted?
For doing,
Well, you know, either taking drugs or, but there is a legitimate problem with tainted supplements. Like, there's a whole giant list of over-the-counter, like 10,000 strong or something, of over-the-counter supplements you can't buy because they have different things in them. And some of them, it's because they've got unsafe practices and they make it all in the same batch together. And some of them, it's because they deliberately just chuck steroids in there so that the product seems like it works more.
Yeah, right.
And I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, wonder how much shit I've taken accidentally.
Taken on purpose.
What I thought was just natural. And that's not okay. Very upsetting. Very upsetting to me. I think about it.
Yeah, right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Irresponsible business practices.
Yeah, that is annoying.
If you feel like you need to go for a pee-pee right now, I apologise.
Oh, Mr. Podcast Nazi is doing all sorts of noisy things by his microphone. I tell you what,
I can't beat him. Join him.
What's going on there?
Oh shit! What's happened?
I don't know. References. I think it may have just the screen might have frozen, so you might have to edit a little bit of dead air out of that.
All right. Well, welcome back. I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Going to have to go back and have a look at that because we might have had a little bit of dead air.
I think something happened. If we stop midpoint,
sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. We'll talk about it next time.
Tell you what though, man. Today at the markets, right?
Projection.
I can't get my head around people, man. They're weird, right? So I'm standing there at the juice bar, got my little thing set up with my little shot glasses of Jamu, got my little brochures of what is Jamu, blah, blah, blah. And it, like, the first one, there's a few different types of people, right?
Two people in this
room. No, there's a few. So the first one, I'll just pick out randomly, kids, people's kids. They'll just walk up, like, boom, take it off the counter. Don't look at you, don't talk to you, they just take it. And I feel like saying, like, where's your adult? You don't know what's in that. That might not be for you. That might be bad.
Might be test booster steroids.
Yeah, it might be something that's not good for children. You shouldn't just be walking up and taking it. When I was a kid, I would have walked up and been like, can I please try some of whatever that is and talk to the person? Or I would have been too scared to talk to them and I would, like, walked up. Like, anyway, that's the first one.
No, I'm with you on that though, because I was thinking, it's one of those things, it's like, you don't have kids, so you can't talk about it. Well, I got a dog. So I think that qualifies me. I raised a little puppy that woke me up three times when he was sick, and then he was 3 months old, and then he turned perfect. So I think that's the equivalent of having a child.
Yeah.
And now everyone hates me. No, but like, I feel like maybe kids is harder.
But I still feel like, why would, like, with, like...
I feel like my kid's going to have a sore head if he pulls shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to... Yeah, you're not allowed to hit your kid anymore. So you're going to do what... You're going to go, like, hey, come over here. What? Don't touch shit.
Yeah. Or just ask. If the kid walks up and says, can I try this? I'd probably say, you probably won't really like it, but where's your mum or dad? But when they just, like, walk up and, like, they're reaching up above their head. They can't even really reach the area that I've got it on. And they just take it and walk off. And a few times I'm just like, yeah, right, okay.
There's some people like this, like most of the time I see it and it's like, oh, kids will be kids. You know, you see me like, oh, that's just a kid being a kid.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I like to call, I think I've spoken about this before, I call them a Gunther.
Yeah, indeed.
It's something we came up with while we were on holiday.
Yeah.
And you, like, everyone's going to know the type of kid I'm talking about. It's just that kid. And you're just like, oh, I don't like that kid.
Yeah.
And then always, guaranteed, always, because I most Gunthers I see is at buffet breakfasts.
Yeah.
That's the habitat of a young Gunther.
Yeah.
You see this...
The habitat of a young...
Oh, you see this kid's parents and you just like... It all makes sense. That poor kid, like that's child abuse. Like you've literally, like, your contribution to society is you've passed on a problem.
A jerk. Yeah.
Like you're a bit shit. You obviously didn't take up what your parents were trying to teach you. Or your parents didn't know what they're doing, or you're just naturally a piece of shit. And now you have made an even bigger piece of shit.
And now I'm going to deal with it.
Oh my God. What's going to happen next generation? It's just going to be people bloody like Wally in motorized scooters going around being jerk faces.
Oh,
dear. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like most people I see it, like, you know, on planes. You know, see kids, it's like, most of the time it's just like, hey, you know, having a kid must be pretty difficult. That person's crying. Even if the kid's crying, it's like, I don't know, you just get a general sense of feeling that person's at least putting an effort out to be considerate of others.
Yeah.
And then 1 in 10, 1 in 5, you're like, that whole family's a piece of shit.
Oh, straight to the showers.
Yeah.
When I was camping last weekend down at Second Valley, there was a family next to us, staying next to us, had a couple little kids. But I enjoyed, like, watching the interactions between them and the dad. Like, you could just tell, like, I thought he was doing a pretty good job. Like, he was giving...
Beer in one hand, kid the other.
Like, I could just, like, the way that he was, doing it, like, the kids would do some annoying shit. And I get that, but we also played music till 10 or 11 o'clock at night every night, and they didn't whinge and bitch at us, so, you know, potato, cucumber.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a few times where I've seen some parents that will just go, like, off the handle, but this one, like, the little kid would, like, walk into the pathway where the cars were coming or whatever, like, he's in a caravan park, so it's not like he's on a highway.
Mm. He'll learn his lesson.
And the dad was just like, hey, dude, like, and he wasn't a hippie either, he was just like, hey mate, like, come on, like, don't do that, like, there's cars, like, and the kid would, he responded, he'd come over and be like, he's like, yeah man, like, you know, don't be a dick, you'll get run over by a car, whereas you can imagine some people that'd be like, oh, you fucking get out of the fucking road, and someone's like, you're just raising an asshole.
Yeah.
Now that kid is gonna be an asshole to someone else, like, you gotta convey your message, it's like, hey man, like, it's not, what you're doing, it's not a good idea, like, don't do that. And then if you keep doing it, you're like, oi, dickhead.
Yeah.
Come here. That's what my dad used to do, grab my arm real hard.
Yeah, I always get the neck.
Yeah, I get the arm, and I'm like, oh, dad, that hurts. And he's like, yeah, so you're just going to come over here. And it's like, yeah, dad, that's really hurting. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you missed the first five times, shouldn't you?
The first time, shouldn't you, dick?
I get that. Well, I know that's like thinking back to when I was a small child.
Back to when I was a boy.
When I was a young boy growing up in Scandinavia, I assume.
In West Philadelphia.
That's how genealogy works.
I'm Spanish. Rodriguez isn't even a lie.
I know, I'm sure I'm going to lose my patience with my kids, etc., but I want to try and take a sense of explaining. So that the child makes the decision. In fact, like, obviously there's going to be a bit of a scowl there because 2-year-old might not know what's going on. But I assume you were like this as a child. I was a little bit argumentative.
Yeah.
I have this thing where
you've got some self-growth to do first.
Someone says go left, I'll go right. Just cause. Yeah, but that's just in me.
Yeah.
I try and work on it. But I think my parents did a very good job of dealing with a little asshole.
Well, they created
just
it.
pulling it back a little bit.
They created it too, so.
Some people become assholes, some people are born assholes. I think I was born an asshole and my parents did an excellent job scaling it back. This could have been much worse. But, like explaining something to the kid and going, this is why this is bad, don't run on the road, you might get hit by a car.
Yeah.
Opposed to, come here.
Yeah.
So to reiterate exactly what you said, but oh, I better come out of my mouth.
Cool. Can you pause that for a sec? Because I do need to talk to Riley to find out what ingredients she's got. I pause and we'll start.
All right, we'll be back. Can you please speak up?
Yes.
All right, pause. I'm going to take a peek beep.
Yakety yak, don't come back.
I was going to say the monkeys are back.
Yakety yak, the monkeys are back. Yeah, anyway.
So we've been gone for an indiscriminate period of time. No, could have been 5 seconds, could have been 5 days. I might be talking to you from the future.
No, what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm in the future.
Wait a minute. Regardless, we're always going to be talking to people from the past now.
Well, no, I'm in the future from the past.
Yeah, but we're always in the future. From when you said we're in the future just before.
You seen Back to the Future 2?
No.
Same thing.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it. Is that the one where they go...
But maybe you have in the future.
Ooh. Is that the one where they go and Marty McFly is, like, married, like, that she marries Butch, or whatever his name is?
Boof.
Boof.
That's it. I don't know if that's actually his name. It starts with a B.
I'm sure it's Butch.
It might be Boof. Buff?
Someone, God damn it, where's Jamie? Right, where's now? Shirley when you need her?
Shirley.
Oh dear. Anyway, kids, actually, you.
Kids, Shirley,
stop interrupting. So kids are the first people that not that I didn't like, but they're the first people that I am going to mention about the markets today. Second ones, and these are my personal favourites, right?
Favourites because they're bad?
Favourites because they need a swift kick in the leg. So, and I know what you're about to say, but I don't know how I can be any louder, to be honest. The people that come up and you say, hey, would you like to try some Jamu? And they pretend that, I don't know if they pretend they can't hear you or whether they just can't hear you, but they proceed to walk up, take a shot glass, and you go to start explaining, because I'm at a juice bar, right? So I understand I've got an orange-coloured liquid in a shot glass at a juice bar. It's fair to assume it might be orange juice or something sweet.
This doesn't taste like sugar at all.
The amount of people today that came up, and I'm like, hey, girl, would you like to try some jam? And they just ignored me. Pick the shot glass up, and it's not, I can't do it justice because we're not on video, but they'd sort of...
Or are we?
They'd give it a sniff, take a sip of it, and be like, oh, what is that? And it's like, well, like so many times I felt like saying, well, fuckwit,
yeah.
If you'd engaged with me before you picked up this random nondescript liquid from the counter next to a person that you've never met and actually spoke to me about what was in it. I tell you.
It's rat poison.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to my little game. Yeah. Somewhere hidden in this market is an antidote.
Yeah, you have exactly 90 seconds to pass this puzzle.
I'll give you the hot tip. It's not in a can of Coke, so you'll probably never find it.
But yeah, so like there would have been, I reckon, 10 people that did that today. 10.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of one of these quotes that I'm just going to paraphrase and make up because I get the gist of it, but I can't remember it. It was like, the measure of a man is how he treats people below him or how he treats people that he doesn't need anything from.
Yeah.
Like they would see you as like, oh, you know, it's just some young...
Handsome.
Young, handsome, Scandinavian boy is on minimum wage, you know, working at a promo thing. I don't have to be nice to him. I don't need to make eye contact with him.
Okay.
It's like, why don't you?
That's really what it is?
Yeah, they don't, like, people, it's this concept I heard about, it's like, a lot of people think they're good. And they're not good. They're just scared of getting consequences.
The consequences of what?
Of just everything. Like, there's a lot of people that think they're good people.
Hmm.
And they're not good people. They're just scared of the consequences. So, like, the example would be... And like this.
I like that I asked you to clarify and you just repeated what you said.
Slower. And with more eye contact. Okay. No, it's like the same thing. It's like how rioting breaks out and looting and stuff like that. Is that people... A lot of people... Being a good person is being able to be a bad person and choosing to do the right thing anyway. So just because you're scared of... Like, for an extreme example, would you steal a TV? I might. Would you steal a car?
Probably not.
Would you steal a TV if you could get away with it? And a lot of people would, like, go, oh, I'm a good person. I don't necessarily think stealing's bad. But, like, people that pride themselves, you know, like, oh, you know, I would never steal it because stealing and you'll go to hell. How many of those people, if... No, nudged,
there is a hell.
Nudged in a dark alley and just went, hey, do you want this TV? It's stolen though, but I can guarantee you it definitely won't get caught. No repercussions. How many of those people would just steal it?
Yeah, I guess.
And I think it's like, it's that concept. So it's like, they be nice to people. I see a lot of in work situations where it's like you speak to someone and they're nice as punch to the superiors?
Oh, and then dicks to the people behind them?
Yeah. I'm like...
Stupidest thing you can do as well.
Yeah. Besides, it's like, not only are you a bad person, you're also an idiot.
Yeah.
Because that's terrible. That's a terrible way to get ahead. If you want a career progression, be nice to him.
This is what happens at my work. Like, I'm pretty blunt with most of the people above me, like to the point where they would probably think I'm abrasive at times. But I'm nice to all the people. And like, as much as they infuriate me sometimes... And all the rest of the people that I work with, they're like, oh, I can't get this done. Nobody will fucking help me do this. Rah, 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 this team, that. Like, nobody wants to help me. And I'm just like, oh, everybody helps me. Like, because at the same time, if they ring up and say, oh, can you drop 15 calendars off to this school because it's nearby? It was nowhere near my house. But I'm like, yeah, no worries. I can do that. And they're like, oh, you know, it just makes sense. Whereas some of the people in my team would be like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm too busy. That's below me. It's like,
but now I need a favour.
Yeah, but now can you like process this thing for me? And they all go, nah, sorry, I'm on my lunch break. Like, well, did it to yourself, stupid.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept. I think there's more going on there. But I do find the whole, in my head, I'm thinking of, you know, there's a holier than now people. Yeah. There's people that are just like, but I'm thinking of like older women, snobby. I've got this picture in my head. These people that are like, you know, oh, we're very good. We're good people. I donate to this charity. I do that. And then when push comes to shove, they're the most fucking horrible people you ever met in your life. Maybe I've got too clear of a definite.
Yeah, you've lost me.
Just general people that like act like they're holier than that. Like act like they're good people.
Yeah, oh, they're real bitches.
And then you're like, you scratch the surface, and they are absolute horrible people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, priests, man. Look at all the, like, to just to generalize, look at the amount of priests that have been accused or convicted of, like, kiddie fiddling and stuff. Like,
taking it on a little
extreme,
bit
of that extreme example, but that's the number one. It's like, oh, you know, the holiest of holy. So, well, all these, yeah, like.
I think that one's more of a power, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the corruption of power. Call it what
you will. Call it what you will. You scratch the surface.
Call it spade a spade. So, what's the other type of people?
I was just thinking that.
They were the main two, weren't they?
They were the biggest two, yeah.
Good little Gunthers and big Gunthers.
Yeah, basically. I had a few people that were like, oh, that's horrible. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for your support, mate. That'll be $25.
Yeah. But then there were a few really nice people as well. One dude came over, like him and his missus and their little kid, and he was like talking about, because I was referencing that we came across it while we were in Bali at a martial arts camp. He's like, oh, what sort of martial arts? I'm like, mixed martial arts. And him and his mate, apparently there's a gym Momentum.
Used to be in the city, yeah.
Yeah, behind Stormy's or something, and his mate, who's a chef, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, we had a long chat. But, yeah, they were really, there was a few really cool people that came through. We sold a few bottles, got another new stockist, haven't got enough stock. So,
We're out of stock, so we're going to make more Jammu after this, but it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I've also just realised that we need to go to the shops to buy the ingredients we need to make the Jammu before the shops close.
That's so, right, IGA, support your local.
Yeah, they open past 5.
Yeah.
They're going to sell 10. Ginger.
I don't know.
I can't tell you what all of the ingredients are on the podcast, but I can tell you that we need apple cider vinegar and ginger.
I realised we'd made it one through my list of things we're going to deciphering.
Deciphering. Let's do one more. Oh.
Okay.
There's a conundrum. He doesn't know which one to pick.
This one makes the least sense to me. I've got a vague recollection of laughing at D about it, and I think it's going to come back to me, but right now I'm not quite sure what it was. 99 cent, pay with your card, D's going to get rich.
99 cent, pay with your card, D's going to get rich.
So from my memory, this is. Anyway, you guess what you think.
I would say this is something to do with places that only offer cash. D will offer to provide a service where you can use your card to pay and charge 99 cents.
You've given old Deedles too much credit.
Okay.
I think it was something along the lines of if your price comes to like $2.98,
yeah,
pay with your card. It's cheaper.
You save the 2 cents. Oh dear. It doesn't work like that.
I love these occasions because anyone who's met us is like, I'm the fool in this relationship.
So then if it comes to like 97, you pay cash.
No, 97 still rounds up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. 97 rounds up.
97 should round to 95.
Always rounds up. 97 rounds up. Shirley?
Shirley! What about 96?
96 rounds down.
98, 99. I could have sworn it was the 2.5 mark was where it.
Oh, yeah, but there's no such thing as 2.5 cents, so I'm pretty sure with money, 97 rounds up.
I'm pretty sure 97 rounds down.
Well, let's just agree that you're wrong. Wait, let's agree you're wrong.
No, I think
I'm not that confident, I just thought that it did.
No,
I'm not willing to die in a ditch about it.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure 97.
I think you're just about as confident as I am.
You put it down in my mind, but yeah. I'm pretty sure 97 rounded down.
And if I was one of those people, I could have very, very confidently said that it was definitely 97 cents, but I'm not that sure. But I could have convinced you. I could have fucking had you, mate.
I'm gonna, as soon as we're off the podcast, I'm googling it.
Well, no, we'll find out. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I'm almost positive I'm right.
I'm not that sure, but I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm still pretty positive.
Yeah, because...
So basically, if it's $95.97, you pay cash. If it's $95.98, you pay with your card.
96, yeah. And like, I appreciate these, because yeah, generally, our relationship is there's a queen sitting in a chair, and there's a little fool dancing around. And every once in a while, the queen says something, and the fool's like...
What was that, Queenie?
Yeah. And then the fool got in trouble, so now the fool goes, yes, that's an excellent plan.
Oh dear, oh dear.
So we've got about 5 minutes before the fool has to chauffeur the queen and then go make some jammu.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Applefield?
I actually did have something for this. What was it?
It was, I don't know.
I can't remember. No, it's gone. I'm sorry, I had like a big, I had a grandiose point to make, but I can't remember what it was.
Take after yourself and each other.
Take after yourself.
Look after yourself. I don't remember, man. It was like, I watched Jerry Springer a couple times when I was a kid. It says something like that. That's his sign-off phrase, isn't it?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That's not Jerry Springer. And Jerry that McGuire. Is and not a sign-off phrase.
Is it Jerry Maguire?
It was Jim Carrey in The Truman Show.
Ah, that's right. None of the words I said.
Wrong person, wrong medium, wrong context.
Yes. I call that a swish.
I call that a win.
I call that a slam swish.
But I didn't lose my pants.
A home dunk.
What about did we talk about our conference call with Luke? Oh yeah, I walked out.
Yeah, no, I was talking about it. That was all good.
Cause that was funny though, cause we're on the call and Luke's in here. He's literally in, still at the MMA gym. Yeah. He's just finished obviously a hard fight training system.
Session, I think is what
you
mean.
And he's got a shirt on. Old Matt and James, both shirtless.
No shirt.
I've been playing video games, so you wanna be able to.
You need real good range of movement.
You don't want to get caught up. You get bunched up.
Ease of movement.
And then Mr. Hamas had, I'm gonna make an assumption. He'd been outside working hard, sat on the Jammu, and he wanted to take his shirt off.
Pretty much. Matt had his shirt off, so I took mine off.
He looked very handsome in that shirt, but it looked very uncomfortable.
It's one of those things, you know.
Like, I saw a meme the other day that I had a little bit of a chuckle.
A lol?
A little chuckle. I'm like, yeah, I relate to that. It was, I don't understand people who wear jeans when they're just relaxing.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Oh,
Todd Sloan.
Oh, that's so weird.
I found a photo, a memory came up on Facebook. Well, it must have been before Tuesday. Of me and him doing Lofty like 5 years ago, and him in the background wearing fucking jeans. It's like, seriously, man?
I think they're up to something. Unless there's a reason where you're up to something, why would you possibly wear jeans?
I think it's just because he had skinny white legs and he was skinny.
Wear tracksuit pants.
Wear shorts and get a fucking tan.
Jeans are not comfortable.
No.
Maybe. Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. Oh, I've got big thighs. And I said, maybe we've just got big legs.
We do.
I've got big thighs. I've got a cute bum bum.
Yeah, I've got a nice bum.
I've got a cute little bum bum.
No, D said last night he didn't have a bum.
Yeah, exactly. A little bum bum. Like, whatever the opposite of a ghetto booty is, I've got. Let's wait.
Tear ass.
No, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
no. What's the opposite of a ghetto? I've got a mansion bum bum.
I think that'll do.
I've got a gated community bum bum.
There's a ball there. Anyway. But yeah, no, I've forgotten what I was going to say, so.
So yeah, we're going to cut this bad boy short today because we're going to go make some Jammu.
We're going to go make some dollar bills, yo.
We're out of stock. I've got something in my eye. It's not very comfortable.
And I've almost put my head through this wall twice.
So later, Gator.
Skater. Masturbator.
Too far.